Some of the more unique foods at the World Cup Stadium's coming up with the head chef and Ted's Meat and Potatoes. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy. 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Alex. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichona.
Hola. Alex, are you sober or not sober?
I am painfully sober.
Okay.
And let me just say, as a full-fledged Gen Xer, I don't understand the shade on the Goonies, guys. Come on now.
Look, it's not that, all right? Listen, the Goonies was fine. Some people would even say it's good, but Ted's point was people are so obsessively weird about it. Like, it was fine.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like groundbreaking like Star Wars. It wasn't something new like Jurassic Park. It was just kind of a cool kid's movie.
No one goes to the Ferris Bueller glass home in the woods outside of Chicago.
Yeah. Just saying.
Well, I get that, but I mean, when we went to Oregon, all I wanted to see was the Goonie Rocks. You know what I mean? In the water. Like, that made my day.
They were kind of. Well, they were kind of more popular, being known as Cannon Beach.
I like Goonie Rocks.
And Haystack Rock before they took that and filmed it. That's like, it's like saying like that big statue there in New York thing, you know, the green one holding the torch.
Green lady. You know, She-Hulk.
Right.
I do want to see that rock just because it's natural beauty. And again, I'm
nothing
thrilled
to do with the Goonies.
Right. Nothing bad against the Goonies. Like, I saw it. Like, cool. But, like, people are obsessed with it. It's like their whole personality. Like, I'm a Goonies fan.
Yeah. Although I do like.
Definitely knew the answer for One-Eyed Willie. So, I mean, you know, it's a movie from my generation.
Yeah.
That's all.
Well, he went on to do, he had a great career in porn.
I also like the name Goonie Rock, Oregon. I think they should change the name.
Alex, so you're going to get busted for one in our men's room poll. Are you taking cannibalism, necrophilia, bestiality, or will you be attacked by a shark?
Okay, I'm terrified of sharks. Like, that is the one animal I am absolutely terrified of, but okay. I would rather be bitten by a shark than any of that other stuff.
Okay, that is the right answer. I'm scared of sharks myself if their goal is to attack me. Although, I think my father had the best line. Everyone's talking about sharks, whatever. My dad's like, I'm not scared of them. We're like, you're not scared of sharks. He's like, can they walk? He's like, you got to go there.
He's
like, how is that an issue? If you can't walk, it's not a problem.
Right.
All right. Here is your question.
Yes, sir.
What type of monster was Medusa?
Oh. Greek with the snakes on her head.
That's the lady.
Like, she had the snakes on her head, and one look, she would turn you into a statue, but I don't know, like, the genealogical or whatever.
I don't either.
Well, genealogically speaking, she's a Gorgon.
Oh. A Gorgon.
And she didn't turn you into a statue. You turned into stone. You kind of, you know, make glass half full. No. You're a statue.
Did Medusa freak you out growing up?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, a hot chick with big boobs, but...
Right, but all those
snakes on her head.
Well, here's the thing. They kept saying she was a hot chick. And we grew up with, like, those bad Sinbad movies.
Yeah.
She wasn't hot. I'm like, you're telling me not to look at her? That's not a problem, man. She was ugly.
Statues are made out of stone, no?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm with Miles. I thought she was always hot.
She's supposed to be hot. I'm saying in the movies, I'm like, that. We have different ideas of hot.
Yeah.
All right. But wait, she had to look at you, though, right? Like, you could look at her. If you were, like, looking at her ass, like, damn, look at Medusa's ass. I think you're fine. If she turned around and busted you, then you turned to stone.
Yeah, when she looked into your eyes.
You know what that means? It means she didn't have big boobs. Because typically, my eyes are up here.
Yeah.
So if she had, like, you know, 38 double Ds, no one ever looked her in the eye. That's a small detail. All right.
I just seen that a few times. Go ahead.
Your question, a fruit machine is a nickname for what? A fruit machine.
What's up, fruit machine?
Hello.
A blender?
A juicer?
A slot machine.
Oh, I have no idea.
Well, because back in the day, it used to land on fruit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cherries, all that stuff.
Cherries are the big
ones. Bananas or cherries, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to try that this weekend.
What?
This is going to cost me a fruit machine.
See what they do?
Yeah.
Ted got punched this weekend. All right, your question. Ringo Starr narrated the original episodes for which children's TV show?
Oh. Oh, my gosh. I have no idea.
You're too busy watching Goonies.
Mm-hmm.
I guess so.
Down there in Goonie Rock, Oregon.
Well, I know it's not Seth. Sesame Street or like the electric company or anything, can you give me like a time frame?
Man, honestly, I can't because I aged out of it before this show ever became popular. But I'm guessing, was it 80s?
Yeah, it's definitely in the 80s. And he was always trying.
Right.
Okay, I know this is wrong, but I'm just going to say Fraggle Rock.
Thomas the Tank Engine.
Thomas the Tank Engine. All right. Yeah.
I was like, Inspector Gadget?
Now, if you look at Thomas, he wears Skechers. That was one of the things that gives it away.
Question four, Alex.
And he plays drums.
Yeah, all those things. Question number four for you. Ibiza is a part of what country?
Ibiza?
Yes.
Ibiza. Oh, I've never been there.
Me neither.
I want to say, this is probably wrong, and I took a geography Spain.
Yeah. No, that's right.
There you go.
Yeah, very good.
Ibiza. That's the part of
party
the
area down there, man.
Yeah.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803, Rob.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Eddie. Welcome to the men's room.
What's going on, boys?
Eddie, sober or not sober?
Freshly baked.
Freshly baked, Eddie.
All right. I don't know, Eddie, what was that robot sound in the beginning? Oh, he's playing a mouth harp.
Ah, okay.
Oh.
Hughes harp, yeah.
What's his name?
This one's Steve.
Oh.
Oh, cool.
Eddie, you're going to get busted for one. Are you taking cannibalism, necrophilia, bestiality, or be attacked by a shark?
Now, Steve, you changed my mind because I've always thought if we get itchy about giving steroids and things to animals that we eat, who do you know eats a good enough diet you'd want to eat some of that? It's kind of an awkward, you know, displacement of proteins. But the whole argument of going to jail and people probably not messing with you kind of pushes me the other direction now.
You're going cannibal?
I would go cannibal, but, you know, I mean, you just, I don't want to risk the life or death with the shark, personally. That's just, you know, I'm a sissy, I guess. I'll eat people, right?
I don't think you're a sissy if you don't want to be attacked by a shark. I think that's actually a very healthy outlook to have in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't try to fight that. I think you stay with that. Don't
I'm
fight
taking
sharks.
Care of patients with shark bites and bear attacks and stuff. So
for real? What's the worst shark attack you've seen as far as a patient you had to treat?
Lost in her entire left leg and a chunk of her abdomen ended up with a lot of internal organ issues.
Where was this?
This was in, she was actually shipped in from California. I took care of her not immediately after she was attacked, but a couple days later, because her family was here, I was in Arizona where I used to work. And so they drove her in when they got her stable enough to Arizona where she continued to recover.
Okay.
That'd be wild if there was a shark attack in Arizona.
Yeah, but what did you do wrong?
Yeah, it was in San Diego.
Plus, if there's a shark specialist, you know they're in Phoenix.
I mean, that's the best place to go.
It's like the shrimp in Indy.
So I always order sushi in Kansas City. I'm like, this has to be fresh. All right. Your question, which of the five oceans contains the spot where 0 degrees longitude meets 0 degrees latitude?
Zero longitude. Oh, man. Pacific?
Atlantic,
yeah.
The Atlantic. I figured Pacific's the biggest.
What is that called? That's called something. That line. That
what, goes, 0 degrees longitude, 0 degrees latitude?
It is...
I mean, would that be like where the aquarium, the equator and what, the prime meridian meet or something?
Yeah. Man, I used to know that.
But there is
an
actual...
zeros, does it like cancel us out even further if it's 2 zeros?
I don't know.
Yeah, can it be lamer than that? You're double
nothing.
Zero.
The place of nothing.
Yeah, the place of nothing. All right, your question. What color is the quote-unquote ring of death that signifies that your Xbox 360 is broken forever?
I don't know. My kids played it, but orange.
Blue?
Red.
Oh.
Yeah. I feel like that's the universal color of bad news.
That would be the obvious one.
Yeah. My question is, how can it give you the ring of death to let you know that it's dead?
Right.
Like, you can't be that dead.
If signaling is complete defeat, then it shouldn't have a signal.
That's what I'm saying. It should just not work. Right. Maybe like getting a phone call from someone who's like, hey, man, I can't come in. I'm dead. I'm just not going to believe you. All right.
We're done.
A question. A nonagon is an object with how many sides?
Namagon.
Nanogon.
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 19?
Yeah, 10.
9.
9.
A decagon has 10. Nanogon has 9.
Question 4.
Question number 4. What is a dried plum?
A dry what?
Plum.
Dry
plum.
That would be a fig.
A date.
Date.
Oh, see?
A prune.
A prune.
A prune.
None of us were right.
Yep. Prune. Okay.
5.
Question number 5. Who said, quote, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country?
That'd be RFK's uncle, John.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good.
I also would have accepted JFK.